Good evening and welcome to Vespers. My name is Scott Kirshner. I'm the village pastor here at Holden. I hope that you grabbed a booklet on your way in. Most of them are blue. A few of them are white. It says Vespers 86 on the front. This is our Vespers service for this evening. And if you turn to page 5, you'll see that the song there on page 5 divides into two parts at the top. L1 and L2, and we always kind of think about different ways of dividing these up. And if you've been around Holden for the summer, you've seen all kinds of birds around here, and a lot of them have suddenly left the migrants that are heading south. Some are sticking around. They stick around all winter. But if you're more one who likes to migrate south for warm weather, sing L1. And if you really like the seasons and like to stick it out through the winter months, sing L2. So L1 for the snowbirds and L2 for the people who like the change of seasons. And when we get to page 9, the Magnificat, Mary's song, we will stand as we sing those words together.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world. Stay with us now, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the bright, for your May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. John 11, 32 through 35. Holy wisdom, holy word.
A reading from the 13th century Persian poet Rumi. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes because each has been sent as a guide from beyond.
The light shines in the darkness.
In the darkness does not overcome.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "For God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am a servant of my God. I live to do your will."
great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Let us bless our God.